All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I am with America's most loved mayor, Rudy Giuliani. Rudy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Very welcome. Thank you very much.
Now, I know we're short on time, but I had a lot of questions. I'm going to try to limit it.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's all right. Go ahead. I know you're a busy guy.
We'll do the best we can. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Rudy, first I want to just say thank you for coming on. Your resume is absolutely impressive. You're most known for cleaning up New York, the crime families, the crime syndicate there, the mafia. You took out the five biggest families? Is it the five biggest families in New York?
Well, there were five in New York, and they were all about the five biggest in America. They had been there since, really organized that way since about 1930, 1931.
So when you took on this task to clean this up, I mean, you obviously had a lot of help, right? Did the federal government, this is not just something you became mayor and said, I'm going to clean up New York and risk my life.
I had a relative army. I planned it over the summer of 1983 while I was switching jobs from associate attorney general to U.S. attorney. I outlined what I needed. I went to the attorney general and the director of the FBI, and I asked him for additional FBI agents, in particular, those who were good at electronic surveillance, because I knew that we were going to build our case on electronic surveillance. And we were successful in invading the headquarters of just about every single one of them and some of their subordinates. So by the time we went to trial a couple of years later, we had them on tape.
This is something you spearheaded. They didn't come to you, like the federal government didn't come to you and said, hey, we want these people out of here. You spearheaded this. And you took it upon yourself, and you created the team. You organized all the efforts, and you cleaned up New York. You coordinated
I was the associate attorney general. I was the third ranking official in the Justice Department. So I had an overview of what everybody was doing. But they were all separate. I created a plan, outlined it on a big chart. In September of 1983, I went to see the attorney general, and I briefed him on what I could do if we brought all these groups together. And they gave me these, in particular, agents who had expertise in breaking in and doing legal surveillance. And then I went ahead and executed the plan, and we convicted all of them and put them in jail for 100 years. Plus, we convicted about 200 others that were involved, and we helped convict 1,000 in Italy.
So there's no way you could have failed at this. This was an operation, a massive cleanup operation. And the ramifications would have been dire if you would have failed at this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, if we had lost it, it would have been terrible. I mean, we several times had to go to the Supreme Court on close cases. And a lot of good things came out of this. The constitutional ability to hold people without bail who were dangerous comes from Salerno versus the United States, one of my cases. All the law with regard to RICO. Some of which is being horribly misapplied by the excuse for a judge in Trump's case in New York, who is to tell a jury they can convict on any part of a criminal case without unanimity, just reverses 800 years of English and American law. For that, he should be summarily removed from the bench. The chief judge in New York should come down there and throw him off the bench and say, we've never had a non-unanimous verdict in this country.
Are you appalled at what's happening in New York right now?
What's happening in New York is much, much, much worse than people realize. It's a complete desecration of our legal system. And the judge should be taken off the bench. Extraordinary means should be used to take this judge off the bench. 800 years of unanimous verdicts. New York is not one of the states that even experimented with non-unanimous verdicts. All of it declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court just 4 years ago. In Ramos versus the United States. What he did is clearly illegal, illicit, unconstitutional, and violates 800 years of history. It's much worse than anything Trump has been charged with. And Trump didn't do it. But to tell the jury and confuse them that they can be less than unanimous, I don't think you should be allowed to be an American judge if you do that. You should go see if they have any more trials left in the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany. That's where you can have non-unanimous verdicts. You can charge people basically to convict. There's been too little outcry against the illicit and illegal means of this judge. And if it continues, they're going to continue to use it against others like me and the other
Well, if they
lawyers
go after
involved
a
in the
president,
case.
well, yeah, everyone's a target now.
Yeah, I mean, this the guy is, to whatever it means to be a judge under the Anglo-American tradition, because he makes up his own law and he willfully defies the Supreme Court.
So
It was a
I feel like Trump is really, in one hand, really exposing the two-tier system, just how bad this really is. You know,
Well,
you had
that's
a, you have had you you've had expertise in cleaning up the mafia families in New York. How much harder is it going to be to clean up the crime syndicate, the crime families, and the government, in the United States government? I mean, this is a massive task. But I
yeah,
think
it's gonna be
first,
hard.
but first we need to expose it, correct?
Correct. And I would say you're absolutely right about that. It is a terrible burden on him, and it's a terrible burden on the legal system and the reputation of everything. But it actually is maybe the only way in a country that has as a media as we have. Maybe it's the only way you get it out. I do think, and I'm hoping and praying it's true, that the American people can see through this.
Yeah,
And what
I
they see and what they see is a frame up. I
right.
mean, let's put it
Everyone,
in
especially
street language, it's a frame up.
my audience on my channel are very awake. And I think we are now witnessing the same type of cartel mafia style intimidation tactics, the control of the current lawfare right now that we're witnessing in America. And it's horrifying for people to watch this. But I think this is necessary. And I think by Trump taking these bullets,
good
these
point.
arrows, it's showing the people that what he's exposing it to the people. I think almost it's a, if there's any kind of plan, it's genius. Okay. I'm just saying people have got to see this first to be horrified. Don't you agree?
I agree with you. And, you know, I'll tell you why. 5 years ago, I wouldn't have believed it. I wouldn't have believed that a judge could do what he did. I mean, I would have said, no, not in America. They'd stop him. Everybody would intervene. The judge wouldn't tell a jury you can convict if you're less than unanimous on anything. A judge wouldn't cut off. He wants the jury to decide whether he's guilty or not guilty of election violations, but he wouldn't let the election expert testify. So they for them, they have no idea what an election violation is. They're going to have to guess at it. Well, if a jury guesses, it's an invalid verdict.
Right.
I mean, there are so many things wrong with this case. The guy should be just taken right off the bench. And, you know, the Democrats in New York will take care of him because they put him there. Wasn't
Right.
even elected. He's an acting judge. He's a puppet of the Democratic bosses. So they got plenty of jobs, you know, and they have so much patronage in New York, it makes you sick.
Has it always been this way? I'm sure it has, but has it always been this way? Or are you just now, is it just now being
Wow.
exposed? Or do these criminals now have the whole judicial system like captured in favor for them? Has it always been this way, or is it just now? Is it
Well,
just
it's
now
this
being
recent.
exposed? Go ahead.
It's this recent group of Democrats, and they're worse. But the New York legal system, particularly in Manhattan, has been largely criminal for 150 years, going back to Boss Tweed. The rule would be judges put there by politicians. And once you get put there by a powerful politician, you better do what he wants. Particularly since they're only there for a term, they don't get reappointed. So of course you get an occasional honest judge, but it's the other way around. You know where you say that there's one bad apple in the barrel?
Yeah.
Maybe there's one or two good judges in the barrel.
Seems very
Because
controlled.
the judges are appointed, people should realize this. They claim they're elected. They're appointed by the Democrat bosses. And then they largely run unopposed. Engel, who had the other case with Trump, has been elected three times. He's never had an opponent because the Democrat boss makes sure of them. And then the Democrat boss wants his pound of flesh for doing that. It's been going like that for 150 years. And unless you elect a Republican like me or LaGuardia, that's the way it goes. When I was mayor, I never talked to them. I never saw them. In fact, I had a history of putting them in jail. So they didn't like to talk to me either.
No, they didn't. So let me ask you this. Like, how can the decent constitutional loving patriots fight against a captured system, a captured operation? I mean, they obviously they own the game. It's like that. It's like the casino. It's like that. It's the house. They
Yeah,
got it all
you're
covered.
right.
How do you fight against this?
People have to rise up and they have to be shown what's going on, like you pointed out. I can remember back in the 60s and 70s, the Democrats here began a reform movement in their party. They were so disgusted with the corruption. That's how we got Ed Koch. who turned out to be about as good a Democratic mayor as we've had. But that's very rare. Most of them don't have the courage to be reformed. Our present mayor is completely dominated by the system. He's under investigation by the federal government and the state government. I mean, I don't know who else can investigate him, the United Nations?
So I got a few more questions for me. I know you're short on time. I'm trying to respect that, but I got some questions
sure,
that my audience
we'll be,
would be
we're
very...
We're definitely going to be back when we have more time. This is really excellent.
I appreciate it.
Very good.
I know my stuff, Rudy. I'm not. I took a
you
lot of
do.
Hits to the
you're
head in boxing,
good.
But I kept some brain cells. All right.
I can see.
So in my opinion, okay, just like you fumigate for termites, you got to take them all out. You got to put a tent around the house and get rid of every last termite. What do you suggest? I would imagine it needs to be, this whole system needs to be completely cleaned up from the top to bottom, like you're fumigating for termites. And you got to get them all.
Wow.
Don't you agree?
I love the analogy too.
Hey folks, I got to cut it right there. I get into some heavy questions with Rudy Giuliani that I am not comfortable on putting on fluff tube. So please understand, it's going to be at ninoscorner.tv. I know a lot of you are mad about this, but it's just the way I roll. Some very important revealing questions I ask Rudy Giuliani, and I think his answers are epic. Go to ninoscorner.tv to see the rest of this interview, folks. Later.